This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas launched rockets towards Tel Aviv, Israel, in what appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since earlier this year. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah, as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
At least 8 people were killed on Sunday by Israeli strikes in villages across southern Lebanon, Lebanese security sources said. Hezbollah said on Sunday it mourned 4 of its fighters from Israeli strikes, and it responded to attacks by launching dozens of rockets towards Israeli Army Reserve units along Israel's northern border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the presidents of the U.S. and China to join an upcoming peace summit as his country struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia.
And I am appealing to the leaders of the world who are still a side of the global efforts of the Global Peace Summit. To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China.
Moscow's forces have in recent weeks advanced on the battlefield.